All right, so this week's parasha is Parshas Toldos, and we have a famous pasuk describing after Rivka Imenu finally had the twins. It says Vayigdalu Anarim Vayhi Esav Ish Yodei Atzayed Ish Sadeh. They grew up, and Esav was one who knew how to trap things, and he lived in the field. Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Oholim. He was an Ish Tam Yoshev Oholim. Often translated as he was a simple person who sat in tents. Rashi explains a little bit, Ish Tam. And he says an interesting characterization. He says, Eino Baki B'chol Eila. He says, you know, Yaakov was not quite, at least according to some standards, as competent and capable as Esav was. That's the way Rashi seems to say it. That Esav knew this and he knew that, and Yaakov was tam eino baki b'chol eila, ella kilibo ken kain piv. His heart was just like his mouth. And then he even says, misha eino charith l'ramos kari tam. Somebody who is not quick, sharp to perform trickery is considered a tam. The translation of the word tam is interesting. We know by the Leila Seder, we have our four sons. And who's the best son?
Who asks?
Okay, but then it says, right, there's the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, and the Sheni Yodei Lishol. So, presumably, the Chacham, the wise one, is the... the one who is seems to be held in the highest regard. The Tam is not bad. It's not the Rasha. It's not particularly good. You have to take a scan of the various picture Haggadahs and see the pictures. You know, the Chacham, we all know what he looks like, you know. He's got the long payas and he's chuckling and he has the Sefer open in front of him. What does the Tam look like? So the Tam looks, some of them he looks a little bit spaced out. Some of them he looks a little young, a little immature. That's what a tam is. So in light of that, it seems a little interesting that the pasuk refers to Yaakov Avinu as an ish tam. Right? There are places where a tam can even be referred to in a worse fashion. Somebody who is naive. He's unaware of the things going on around him. Sometimes you say, like, don't be such a goody-goody. Don't be such a naive person. Don't be so closed off to the realities of the world. You know, they sometimes wear rose-colored glasses. So we say, oh, you're a tam. But that's already an insult. The one by the Seder is not an insult. Okay. It's a regular guy. Then there are sometimes that's the way we use tam. So what does this mean over here by Yaakov, you know, that he's an ish tam? So let's take a look. So the Maral has in Nesivos Olam, he has Nesiv HaTmimus. He has a whole one of his Nesivos, one of his midos that he discusses, this midah of Tmimus. Let's read a little bit inside. Say for Mishlei, in Mishlei it says, Ki Yisharim Yishkinu Aretz. Yisharim will dwell in the land, v'tmimim yivasruba, and the tmimim will remain there. On the opposite end, rishayim me'eretz yichrosu, rishayim will be cut off from the land, ubogdim yischum imenu, and the ones who rebel will also be gotten rid of. That's the pasuk. Every pasuk, every nesiv and nesiva solon starts with the pasuk in Mishlei. Tanakh's Musar Sefer is Mishlei, in case you didn't know. Shlomo HaMelech Avar Shalom Balavar, Malas HaYosher Malas HaTmimus. So before we get into the word Tam and what that means, he says Tam always goes, or often goes, together with another word, which is Yosher. Which is as follows. He says they always go together. And now he wants to explain the difference. Then he quotes a few psukim, Tom v'yashar yitzuni, shmar tom v'rei yashar, v'chein harbe. And he says, also Yaakov Avinu, shenikra ish tom, v'haya nikra yishurin. Yaakov Avinu was, in this week's parish, called an ish tom. Elsewhere, he's referred to as yishurin. Yishurin is a word that's not so simply translated. We're used to saying it in the context of Kahal Adas Yeshurin, the congregation of Yeshurin, but the Maral learns over here Ushneim that it's actually Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was called Yeshurin, and the root of Yeshurin is Yashar. It's Yashar Ushneim Hemne Marim Al Asher Einam Yotzim in Aroi. Fine, so it says Tam and Yashar are not just Tam Tumidos, but they're Tumidos that always seem to go together. And the Maral would like tonight to explain to us the difference between them. It's very eye-opening. So we underline vahepesh hasher beinayim. The difference is ki ayosha mitzad sichloi v'chochmosoi mizboinen lasos hayosha. There is a person who is wise and he's intelligent and he's studied a lot and he considers which is the proper pathway, the right way to do things. V'hatomim hu shaholech b'derech hayosher me'atzmo b'li shum his bonus. He also goes in the right path, but he does it without thinking about it. Rak holech b'darko b'tzmimus. He just follows his, I'll use the word intuition, he follows his intuition and he does the right thing. But he's not as analytical. I'll give an example. If you have a guy who wants to go to Israel, winter vacation is coming soon, he wants to go to Israel. So one guy, of course, will get whatever apps he needs to find the best deals, and he'll check all of the requisite deal sites, and he'll do the research, and he'll think about going on this airline and this airline and the one to Russia and the one to Turkey and which one's the best deal. And he looks at the prices and then he looks at the El Al flight. He says, it's such a schlep to go that way. It's going to cost me, like, I only have a week and a half off. I'm going to spend 2 days traveling each way. Maybe it's not worth it. He looks at the El Al flights. He says, oh, El Al flights are an extra $172. Okay, I think I'm going to do that El Al flight. Yeah. Then you have another guy. He's like, I want to go to Israel for a break. I want to refresh my learning. Says, okay, so he calls his travel agent. He says, yeah, I want to fly. He says, you want to fly direct? He says, yeah, I want to fly direct. Direct is okay. And he gets out. So the two guys get on the plane. They happen to be sitting next to each other. And the first guy starts giving him a whole lecture. Oh, you ended up on this flight also? Yeah, I did all the research. I researched this, I researched the other thing. And the other guy says, what about you? He says, I don't know, I just called a travel agent. I just took the first flight. Took the flight that made sense. Whatever my travel agent said. So that's a Yashar versus a Tam. They both ended up on the same flight. They're both going to the same destination. One of them got there through a great deal of thought and analysis. And one of them got there from, for lack of a better word, simplicity. Don't overcomplicate things. That's how you go to Israel. So he says, that's what a Tam is. Okay, those are very different qualities, agreed? Huh? So now he's going to explain the duality of them and how they work together. So first says, V'Yakov ha'yelo shtei midos, sha'arei nikra Yaakov ishtam, v'ahye nikra yeshur. And Yaakov, in fact, had both of these qualities. He was a tam and a yasher. But the obvious question we need to ask is, how can you be both a tam and a yasher? Did you think about it, analyze it, write down a whole list of pros and cons? Or did you just follow your instinct and your intuition? Which way did you do it? How is it possible for a person to be both a Tam and a Yashar? So, listen to what he explains, a beautiful thing. And he says, Kidvarim shall atzmo hayanoeg betmimus. Matters that related to himself, he acted with this quality of simplicity. Tahainu adavar shu magia al atzmo. Whatever was relevant to him. Vidvarim hamagiyim el achirim. But things that were relevant to other people, ubaze eno roya tmimus. There, it's not appropriate to utilize this simplicity. And there he had to think about it. There he gave great thought as to how to act, what to do, and he wasn't satisfied with simply, this seems okay. Yeah? Now, I think I go back and forth on what this means when he says to acherim. It could be they're both right. So, okay, let's just try to imagine the following. I have a guy, he's in yeshiva, and it's 7:30. It's 8 o'clock, and the night seder is about to start, and he hasn't had supper yet. Okay, so the guy in yeshiva, he's a real mashmid, so he says to himself, I have to go learn now. Somebody says, did you have supper yet? No, I didn't have supper. I'll have supper later. Something will turn up. Or maybe something will come into the hefka room. Okay. We'll give that guy the title of a tamim. He just has, what we call bitachon. He's just happy, happy-go-lucky. I'll see what happens. That's a good midah, right? I don't know if his mother will be happy with him, but okay. He'll learn a good night seder. He'll end up beating something when he goes back to his dorm a little late. He's a good guy. Now, what happens if the same guy, it's like 3 years later, he's married, he's got two little, a little kid, and it's time for night seder. He comes home, and his wife says, oh, honey, I need you to go shopping so we can make supper. It's like, when I was in yeshiva and I had such a situation, I really just skipped, Hashem will take care of it. Now, that's lechora not okay. Right, and he is being negligent in not calculating how he's going to take care of his wife and child. So there, he needs to not just say, "Oh, he'll be okay." He needs to take action. He needs to give thought to it. He needs to be a yasher. That's one aspect of others, yeah. Which is that you can't be from on other people's chashmah. Yeah, we've all heard that before. You can't be from when other people's... I'll be from and they'll lose out. Whoa. You can be from when you lose out. You can't be from when they'll lose out. That's one way to say it. It's possible that there's definitely truth to what we just said regardless. Whether he means that or not, I'm not sure. The other possibility could mean like this. You know what else you have to be a yashar? And this is, I think it fits in better with Yaakov Avinu, as I'll explain. It means when you're dealing with other people. Take that same time we started off with before. The guy was very simple. He says, I want to go to Israel. So he calls up Elal and he says, okay, I want to go to Israel. Great. I have a flight for you. Yeah, he doesn't even ask the price. He says, send me the bill. Okay. Fine. That's a little too far. Okay. He checks the price, but whatever the price is. Okay, good. Now let's say you have the same guy and that's his attitude when, in everything. What happens if somebody comes to him and says, hey, I have a great business deal for you. If you go a few miles away from here, there's something called the Brooklyn Bridge. And it's a beautiful bridge. And I happen to be selling it. Would you like to buy it? Yeah, sure, why not? Ishtam Yoshev Oholim. Yaakov Avinu might have bought it. Are you crazy? No. When it comes to other people, not just other people's needs, it's a different take on other people. Other people means when it comes to dealing with other people, you can't afford to be naive. You can't afford to be overly simple, overly trusting. So that's what the Maharal says. That's when you have tam, and that's when you have yashar. Tam is for the circumstance that it's beino levein atzmo. okay, it'll be okay. Hashem will help. Yashar. Yashar is when you're dealing with other people. Now, just to fit into Yaakov Avinu, before we, so I, we'll have this, you know, we know that Yeshurin at least has the same letters as Yisrael, right? Yaakov Avinu started off as a Tam. Yaakov, Ish Tam, Yosheva Holim, the sixth parasha, he's born. Or it says here he means Bar Mitzvah. Ish Tam, Yosheva Holim. And then he developed into this Yashar. He realized, you know, this works when it's between me and me and Hashem, but it doesn't work with other people. It doesn't work with Esav. As we know later on in the parsha, he has to do some trickery, and it doesn't work with Lavan, and it doesn't really work with Paro. It doesn't work when to just be very naive and trusting. So Yaakov Avinu learned and developed the second midah. He was sort of naturally a Tam, very trusting, and he developed this other midah of Yashar, of how to deal with other people, and that when it comes to that, you have to, in fact, be very mindful and be very aware, and not just be so trusting. Good. What's the difference between Bitachon and Tamim? I'm gonna connect them shortly. I'm gonna connect them shortly. Good question. So, let's see. What should we do tonight? Not gonna have time for that whole story. So he says like this. I feel like five lines after I marked it off. Umisha Maven B'Chachma. I'm sorry. He does quote one pasuk. I should just tell you outside. He quotes the pasuk of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. He says that really there's an ideal of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, which means you should be trusting. You should be trusting. Bitachon, maybe as you called it. You should be simple. Have faith in Hashem. Be complete, whole. A new translation, we keep calling it simple. There's another translation, whole and complete with Hashem. That pasuk is actually where we learn out that you shouldn't follow after all of the things in the Torah says not to do. It says don't do kishuv and don't go to this sorcerer and this thing. And the conclusion of that is, tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. You know, don't be so smart that, oh, I have to figure out all these things by going to all these powers to that be. Then just relax. Relax and have confidence that Hashem will take care of things. And he says, that brings us close to Hashem. And now he brings a source for this. Umisha Maven B'chachma Yavin. She'elu shnei dvarim ho'yi b'Yaakov. He says, ki Yaakov lo meis. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. It's Gemara in Tainus that actually says that, whatever it means, even though the Psukim in Vayichi says, you know, they buried him, etc. Maybe it's a long shir. Maybe I can tell you a little bit. But I'll explain soon what it means to Lomais, maybe. Just to show you how close Yaakov was in this midah, how great he was in this midah of Tamimus, of being close with Hashem, his image is the one that was on the Kisei HaKavod. It says on the Kisei HaKavod there are four images. There's the face of a panim. There's the face of a lion, an ox, an eagle, and a man. And that man is the face of Yaakov Avinu. So he was the one who was the, at least in some context, I won't say the greatest, but I'll call him the closest to Hashem. He was most davak by Hashem in that he was on the Kisei HaKavod. And what was the result of that? The result of that was that Yaakov Avinu lo meis. When you're that close to Hashem, you can't die. You can't die. The Maral elsewhere, but the Maral when he deals with Rosh Hashanah, when he talks about the din on Rosh Hashanah, it says, so he asked the famous kasha, which every 10-year-old should ask, which is, what do you mean half the people get judged, you know, oh, there's the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, and the Sifrei Beinonim. I understand, half the people I know didn't die last year. You know, oh, so it's just scaled this way? You know, or it seems funny that all the people who die happen to be over 75, and the people, you know, it's a question that the Rishonim are troubled with. You know, what is really going on? So they all deal with it different ways. But the Maral's way of dealing with it, he says very simply, he says, Chaim doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean what the Hatzalah guy tells you is Chaim. Chaim is Dveikus in Hashem. It's clinging to Hashem. It's being close to Hashem. And somebody who is close to Hashem never dies. It says, Tzadikim, Afilu B'misasam, Kurim Chaim, even while they're dead, they can be called alive. What?
Once over 75, come less of a
No. There's... living doesn't mean doesn't mean here in this physical world. It means our connection to Hashem.
I know, but
it's just not referring to what you thought it was referring to. Tosfos learns like, yeah,
zero connection.
That's how he learns. Okay, so good. Good. So he says that's what it means that Yaakov Avinu lo meis because he was so close to Hashem. He even goes so far as to say this is a. It's quoted. It's people like certain things from the Maharal because they sound cute, but on a deeper level they're really awesome. He says that's why the letters of Tam flipped are meis because as long as you're a Tam you don't die. When you're a Tam, it's the opposite of mace. Because you're always clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Yaakov Avinu had. And that's what he was able to excel at. And then he says something. And then I'll try to make this a little practical. Then he says, let's go to the next dot over here. He says, that's why Adam Arishon, before the chait, it doesn't sound like he was so smart. Right? After the chait, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra. Then he became smart. Before that, he wasn't so smart. What? Why did Hashem do that? What does that mean? He was created not so smart? It says, V'nifkuchu, after they ate from the tree, V'nifkuchu ene shneichem. Ah! Enlightenment! We got smarter! Their eyes were opened! Whoa, that's weird. Hashem created Adam. Yeah, you know why? Because Hashem created Adam Arishon to be davak by Hashem. It doesn't have to be so complicated. Being close to Hashem is not so complicated. Some people think, you know, like, oh, to have bitachon, you mentioned that this obviously dovetails very closely with bitachon. To have bitachon, like, I have to have like 9 Musar Sfarim that I memorized, and I have 37 proofs from Rav Noach Weinberg, which I love, don't get me wrong, but I just, you know, I have to have 37 proofs as to why is there God. What do you mean? What if I just, like, you know, you meet like a nice young kid, you know, he's 8 years old, he went to yeshiva, and you ask him, you know, who created the world? He says, Hashem created the world. How do you know? What do you mean? It's obvious. I don't know. My parents told me, oh, he's tmimus. He doesn't need such fancy things. Is he worse off? Not necessarily. That's what he says over here. So, interesting point. Accept that point for now. So listen. There's still something pure about it. Even if while somebody's a young child, it's certainly an example of tmimus and purity, and you accept that. I don't even somebody who's from a different religion. I don't hold it against the kid until he gets a little older, until we have something that we can that we can develop in. So, but listen to what he says. So he says, and that's why we all know the famous idea: Adam Rishon wasn't going to die. He wasn't going to die. When was he going to die? Only after the 8th das. Now there's more das. Now there's death. When there was less das and tmimus, then there was no death. Those two go together. You want to just be with Hashem? Hashem will take care of everything. Oh, you want to know everything? You want to be so smart? You want to take care of everything? Oh, well, then there's death. That's the trade-off. He brings with that an answer to a kasha of the Rambam. The Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, asked the question. He says, I don't understand. The Rambam L'shitasa, the Rambam we know is, you know, we think of him a very great intellectual, things like that. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what we think of him as. And so he says, I don't get it. Adam Arishon eats from the Eitz Hadas. He does the chait, the only chait that he could have done. He's only given one mitzvah. He does the chait, and he gets rewarded. He's given das. Shouldn't he be punished? Shouldn't he be made stupider or something? That's the Rambam's kasha. The Mor Nevuchim says the Maral. I don't know what he's talking about. I have an answer to his kasha. Maybe it's not such a great thing. Maybe it's good to be a tamim. Maybe it's good to be like that. Now again, don't forget what we said in the beginning. In the beginning we said, tam, you can only be legabe yourself, not legabe others. When it comes to other people, don't just trust everybody, whatever they are, you know, by the Brooklyn Vision. No, no thanks. Right? So you have to know, but within ourselves, to ourselves, it's a beautiful midah of tamimus. I think there's one other one that I feel I always find that, I don't know, I feel like guys are lacking in this, myself included, but which is, I think that's really what enables somebody to have a Rebbe and to trust a Rebbe. You have to have some tamimus. You have to be able to talk to your Rebbe, discuss with your Rebbe, go over the points. But ultimately, and that's all the yasher. We're all used to yasher. Oh, think about it, think about it, think about it, think about it. But there's something beautiful. If you ever had the experience of asking somebody, Adam Gadol, or asking a Shaila, or asking somebody, well, you really weren't sure, and you just go in, you, whatever this Rav tells me, you know, what I'm going to do, yeah? That's a level of tamimus that even that we can have perhaps with others also. When you've come to a level with your Rebbe, then that's something that you can build on, that now you can leave the realm of, oh, but I have a better way, but I have a better way, but I have a better way, and say, trust me. Trust me, and that way you can hopefully attain this level of tamimus. Okay.